right, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into the biggest AI news from October 18th. And this isn't just another day of algorithms and code. We're talking about AI that's starting to learn. Wait for it. Physics.
Yeah, you heard right. We're seeing AI stepping into the realm of fundamental science, and that's a really big deal.
No kidding. One of the biggest stories to drop was about archetype AI and their Newton model.
Mm-hmm.
I know. We hear about new AI models all the time, but this one feels different, right? They're claiming it's not just trained on data. It's actually developing an understanding of how the physical world works.
And the crazy part is, early evidence suggests they might be right. Take Newton predicting a pendulum swing, for example. It's never been shown or taught about pendulums specifically, yet it can predict their motion, almost like it's developing a sort of intuition about physics, just like humans do early on.
Okay, now that's just wild. And it can do more than just, like, basic pendulum stuff.
Oh, way more. Predicting a city's power consumption. It's outperforming specialized AIs in tasks like that. And get this, it's all with a single model, not a bunch of different ones cobbled together. This general purpose learning, if they can actually make it work consistently, could be a total game changer.
It's like, what happens when one AI can handle all these tasks without needing to be specifically programmed for each one? That's a level of autonomy we haven't really seen before. Amazing, but also kind of makes you wonder where this is all going.
Exactly, and that's something we'll definitely be unpacking as we go deeper.
For sure. But let's shift gears from the vast universe of physics to something a bit closer to home, our desktops. Remember Google's Notebook LM, that AI note-taking tool that's been gaining traction? Well, hold on to your hats, because it just got a major upgrade. And it's obvious Google sees this as much more than just a cool experiment.
It is interesting how something as seemingly basic as note-taking is being transformed by AI. But the exciting thing about Notebook LM isn't just the function itself, it's the potential it unlocks.
Exactly. This isn't just about summarizing notes. Imagine feeding it a meeting recording, and it pulls out the key takeaways that are relevant to you. Maybe even creates personalized action items based on what you're working on.
And Google's definitely been listening to how people use it, because this new version is loaded with features for more user control and customization. This isn't some research project anymore. They're going all in on making this a core part of how we work and learn.
And the fact that they're dropping the experimental label and launching a business version says it all. It's like their ChatGPT moment. But instead of just text generation, this could totally change how we process information altogether.
You might be onto something, and it's kind of ironic. An AI designed to combat information overload is itself generating massive buzz.
It's true. Sometimes the most impactful innovations are the ones that make things simpler, not more complex.
Absolutely. Speaking of complex, though, let's dive into a topic that's causing quite a stir. Identity in the age of AI.
And there's no better example than WorldCoin, or World, as they're now called, with their plan to create a global ID system using .iris scanning.
Yeah, WorldCoin, they sure know how to get people talking. Their big idea is to solve this growing problem, right? How do we know who's actually human with all this AI-generated content, even fake identities popping up everywhere?
Right, and their solution is .bold, to say the least. These futuristic-looking orbs that scan your iris to create this unique digital ID. They say it's all about privacy, that this ID can't be faked or stolen, and that it could help level the playing field online, where it's getting harder to tell what's real thanks to AI.
It's a big swing, that's for sure. And it's definitely got people talking about how far we'll go for security, for knowing what's authentic in this age of AI. I mean, I get it, right? Being able to prove you're a real person online with all these deepfakes and AI-generated profiles, that's valuable. But then there's the other side, giving our biometric data to a private company, even if they seem to have good intentions, feels a little too Black Mirror for some.
Yeah, it's giving major Black Mirror vibes. Makes you wonder, is iris scanning really the answer, or are we just slapping a Band-Aid on a much bigger problem?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? It speaks to something we're seeing more and more with AI. The tech is moving so fast, it's forcing us to really think about some big questions, like, what does it even mean to be human in this digital world?
And those are the questions that keep me up at night. Speaking of questions, remember that whole OpenAI and Microsoft partnership? The one that seemed like it would completely dominate the future of AI. Well, it looks like even in the world of cutting-edge tech, relationships can get a little uncomplicated.
Yeah, complicated is one way to put it. There are definitely some cracks showing in that unbreakable bond. OpenAI, especially with these ambitious projects like this Newton thing, they need massive computing power, and that equals big bucks. Rumor has it they're burning through cash faster than you can say algorithm.
So they need Microsoft's deep pockets now.
Yeah.
More than ever, right?
Exactly. But here's the twist. Microsoft, while still heavily invested in OpenAI, seems to be playing the field a bit. Investing in other AI companies, exploring different models, keeping their options open.
It's like a high-stakes poker game. Everyone's trying to outmaneuver each other for control of AI's future.
Precisely. And this isn't just some Silicon Valley drama. This has real-world implications. If Microsoft starts calling more shots with OpenAI, that could change everything. AI research, new products, even the ethics of these technologies.
It makes you realize AI isn't being developed in some bubble. There are powerful players. Corporations, governments, and their agendas will shape how AI evolves.
Absolutely. And speaking of powerful forces shaping AI, we can't ignore the elephant, or should I say the X, in the room.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah.
You're talking about Elon Musk's X, formerly Twitter, and that data privacy thing, right?
You got it. While everyone was busy freaking out about iris scanning orbs and physics learning AI, X made a quiet but significant change to their privacy policy.
It wasn't exactly headline news, but it's definitely something to be concerned about. Basically, X is giving themselves permission to use your data, your tweets, likes, your whole digital life on the platform to train their AI models.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you ever tweeted about your favorite brand of anything or maybe shared some personal thoughts,
yeah,
that could be feeding X's AI now.
Yeah, kind of creepy when you think about it.
Yeah, so
and it gets worse, opting out of this whole data sharing thing. Not exactly easy to do. Buried deep in their privacy settings, which, let's be honest, most people probably haven't touched since they signed up.
Exactly. So unless you're super vigilant, your data's up for grabs, whether you know it or not. And this isn't just about, you know, keeping our personal stuff private. It's bigger than that. It's about who controls our data in this AI-driven world, right?
You hit the nail on the head. This whole X situation just shows how things are changing as AI weaves itself into our lives. Every tweet, every like, every click, that's all data. And it's gold to these companies developing AI. But are we okay with them having all that?
It's a question we got to ask ourselves, especially as AI gets smarter, more integrated into everything. Just look at what we've talked about today. AI learning physics on its own. Note-taking tools that practically read our minds. It's mind-blowing. But it also makes you think, are we ready for this?
It's both exciting and a little scary, that's for sure. And that's why it's more important than ever to stay informed, understand what these advancements really mean, so we can make informed decisions about how we use all of this.
Absolutely. AI is a tool at the end of the day. And like any tool, it can be used in a bunch of different ways, good or bad.
Couldn't agree more. We've seen the potential today. AI revolutionizing industries, simplifying our lives, even helping us understand the universe in new ways. But we can't ignore the flip side. The potential for misuse, for eroding our privacy, for making existing problems even worse.
That's a lot to take in. But that's what we do here, right? Take these complex topics, break them down, separate the hype from reality, and hopefully get you thinking and asking even more questions.
Because honestly, in the world of AI, the questions are way more interesting than the answers, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's why we got to keep asking them. As you go about your week, keep thinking about this stuff. How is AI already affecting your life? How do you want it to shape the future? Because the choices we're making right now, they're the ones that'll determine what kind of world we end up with.
Well said. It's a journey, not a destination, and we're all figuring it out together.
Love that. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us for this whirlwind tour of AI's biggest day. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay ahead of the algorithm.